K-Rock 955, The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist, Adrian and Amanda Williams, and the team on the Western Highway at Rockbank. GDFL now, it was round 7, East Geelong 15, 13, 103, Bellpost Hill 5, 12, 42. Eagles coach Jeremy Power joins us on the line. Jez, you now have 8 wins as coach of East Geelong. Is that the best of the lot?
It's getting there. Yeah, it was a pretty good win. For the guys to, come up against a team that's troubled us for many years, it was pretty pleasing.
2009 Grand Final was the last time that you beat the Panthers. Did that come up in discussion at all during the week about the chance to maybe just alter the course of history slightly?
It did, not during the week, but it was something we brought up on Saturday that it's been 10 years, and when the footy clubs had that over you for that long, it felt like now's the year to really try and change that. And to the worst credit, we actually got that done.
It was a time in the game you could actually relax. You got out to a 40-point lead at three-quarter time, and I suspect against a proud club like Bellpost Hill, you're never comfortable, but do you get a chance to enjoy it at any stage?
I probably don't enjoy it until the final siren's done. You probably relax a little bit knowing that you've got some positions covered, which is probably as close as I get to being comfortable in the day.
Talk to us about Jack Elliott and the season he's having now. He's taken his tally to 25 goals, sits in the top three on the goal-kicking table. Where's his emergence come from? We know last year he kicked some goals, but I think it might have been 20 last year, but 25 already in 7 games. What's his improvement been about?
Actually, it hasn't been him personally. It hasn't been a lot of improvement. It's just, him another year of senior football, but I think it's just the way we're playing as a team. It's a bit more organised with the way it comes out of our back line, and the mids have got some chemistry now, and he's sort of really being able to benefit from that. Last year we probably chopped and changed their ball movement, so he couldn't really get onto the end of some good footy, but he's also winning some inside footy as well. So I think it's just a bit of a mental maturity, but also the benefit of the team going a bit better too.
Yep.
But yeah, he's having a great year.
Yep. Do you change your expectations? Or what were your expectations coming into the year in terms of potentially trying to maybe steal fifth spot? It seems like that now might be a bit of a raffle between yourselves, North Geelong and Werribee Centrals, and potentially West.
Yeah, I don't think we'd change our expectations. From the start of the year, it was always about improving, getting the group together, to be honest, really, for next year. But the way we're going at the moment, you sort of start to look a bit forward, but we're making it really clear for all the guys, we've just got to stay grounded and enjoy that the club's improving without expecting you can get that fifth spot. There's still a lot of the season to play out, and just looking at Winch and unfortunately how you finished last year, you just can't afford to think too far ahead.
Yep. You slid a couple of recruits in under our noses, but one that's been around the club for a couple of years is Ryan Normington, and I think for those who have followed local footy close enough know that he's got a whole heap of talent, but just his body's let him down occasionally. But I think you're starting to see the best of him at East.
We are, yeah. He joined last year with footy, and it was about just as much getting back to a footy club and enjoying footy, and we had a couple of chats over pre-season, and he decided he wanted to really have a crack at footy, and thought he could have the most impact at midfield, and fortunately for us, he's definitely doing that. Yeah, he's just a really classy, composed footballer, but the guys are quickly really realising he's a pretty tough sort of competitor too. So it's working well for us.
And you've had some stunning stability with your side as well. I think you've only used 27 players so far this year.
We have, yeah. Touch wood. Last year we had probably 3 or 4 injuries in the first, 3 or 4 games every week, so it was really destabilising. But at the moment, we're probably just making 1 or 2 changes at most each week. So I think that's sort of showing in the way our scores are starting to look too. The guys have, I think we had about 8 new guys playing senior footy into the club. So it's about now where that sort of starts to click a bit.
And a bit of depth as well. I think the twos are on top undefeated.
They are, yeah. Look, we've got some really talented footy guys coming through there, and through the seniors playing really consistent footy and a little bit of points issues, we can't bring those guys in automatically all the time, but they're playing really good footy as well, and it's reflecting that the ones and twos are playing the same style, and it's pretty hard usually for a footy club to do that, but fortunately that's sort of coming together at the moment, and the results are speaking for themselves for those guys.
Reality you talked about earlier, at reality check very quickly next week against Thompson, you'll find out where you're really at when you play the undefeated reigning premier.
Yeah, you do. You don't have to look too far ahead to see that they're pretty dominant. But yeah, for us, like I sort of mentioned at the start, whatever happens in that game, it probably won't change the view of where we're trying to take the footy club. But For all the guys, they'll be looking forward to testing themselves and, see how we go.
Jez, always appreciate catching up and talking footy with you. It's been a really solid start to the year and things are on the up at Richmond Crescent. I know a lot of junior teams running around as well. The club's starting to get itself back into a really strong position, and that includes at 12 o'clock and at 2 o'clock as well. Well done on the win yesterday. Good luck next Saturday against Thompson.
Great. Thanks very much, Kingy.
Jeremy Power joining us on the wash-up. Big win for the Eagles over Bell Post Hill. Next, GFL, Paul Carson, the coach of St Joseph's, to join us. This is the wash-up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist on K-Rock 955.